Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
What was the highlight of your weekend? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
I had an incredible weekend kicked off by a colonoscopy.
I know. We have been, the people and I have been dying to know. Welcome back. You look so much thinner.
I lost a lot of weight. I feel like a little more, little tighter, you know, a little snug.
Athletic.
The shirt fits a little bit better than it did before.
Fighting weight.
The thing about it is, you just gave me some ibuprofen. Because I'm really sore after a lot of yard work yesterday. Like 5.5 hours of yard work solo.
Heather for ibuprofen.
Right,
We've spoken about this. I always have it on me.
And so every drug is always affected me the way it's supposed to. I'll just leave it at that, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether it's ibuprofen or whatever scale.
Benadryl.
Oh, yeah, anything you can think of.
Claritin.
So I go, I do the whole prep for the colonoscopy. I'll keep the details. I'll spare them from you. I get into the Iowa Clinic. God, they're great. Those people are amazing.
I go to the Iowa Clinic, too.
Imagine
What's
having...
What's up? Heather and Wicket for the Iowa Clinic.
I think the woman's name is Lucy, and okay. If I got her name wrong, it's because I was drugged by the Iowa Clinic.
You were Lucy Goosey?
You get on the table, and then they take you into the exam room, and of course, they don't knock you out, but they give you enough drugs where you don't know what's going on.
Oh, I love that.
That's great.
That's the best place to be.
And so I get in there, and I meet the doctor, and she said, all right, we're going to give you the first, they hook the IV up to your arm, and we're going to give you the first dose of the knockout goo, or whatever it is. The next thing I know, I'm at Panera. I have no idea what's happened. I have glimpses. Apparently, Lee told him I worked for Laser. I have glimpses of being in the room. I got myself dressed somehow. I'm sure we could all relate to that.
Yeah.
I got myself dressed somehow. I got wheeled out. I don't remember any of it. I wake up at Panera, and then I'm in my bed, and the Panera is sitting on the nightstand because immediately Lee walked me to the bed and then propped the bed up because you can't lay down for like 12 hours. And then I fell asleep for 2.5 more hours. And that was it. I was like, Lee, did they tell you anything? They said, actually, they found nothing. They didn't find anything wrong. So it was a really good colonoscopy, as if that can be a thing. It was a really good colonoscopy. Nothing to be worried about. They didn't find any of this, didn't find any of that. I'm sure I'll talk to my doctor later on this week. But the initial reports, which is amazing because back in the day, it used to take weeks to get results back, you know. Clean bill of health.
Ring the bell, Wicket.
This is a temple right here. The White Claw cleans things out. This is a temple of health, a beacon.
I was really hoping that you were going to tell us that the trip to Panera was a hallucination, that you weren't actually Panera, but you saw all of these, like, large baguettes of bread.
There
and
I was.
It was like
riding on a wave of cream cheese.
I know.
No. I was sort of hungry, but a little nauseous and really slow and still knocked out like that. Knockout goo got me messed up for like 12 hours.
Okay.
So I was really, really slow on Friday and then everything kicked back up. Business as usual on Saturday.
Well, that knockout goo. Now you can understand why when a dentist was stalking me, I was so afraid because any doctor that has access to those knockout drugs is super scary.
Man, those things. I mean, and it took 7 seconds.
Yeah.
They're like, boom, lay on your side. Panera.
I'm like, done. Amazing. Well, it just so happens that today is National Nurses Day. So shout out to all of the nurses that performed Wicket's colonoscopy. Did they have to like shave your whole body or do anything like that?
No. It's just,
I'm sure there were nurses involved, though.
It was just put on the gown and then they rolled me on my side and then up the thing went.
And also, just so many nurses in our lives.
Absolutely.
My mom is a nurse
so
for
is mine.
Almost 50 years.
Yeah, me too.
So between the two of us, a century of nursing in our history. So we're grateful to you. If no one else wishes you a happy Nurses Day, please know that we're sending you so much love.
A clean colonoscopy kicked off my week, and that was my highlight. What was yours? 515-244-1033. You can call or text up on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads at Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033. Mondays
suck.
I hate Mondays.
So let's hear about the best part of your weekend. 515-244-1033. It's Heather and Wicket's Weekend Highlight.
The Weekend.
On Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
This is David.
Where are you calling from today, David?
Indianola.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
Going on the Bourbon Trail, seeing the Kentucky Derby, and getting to spend the whole weekend with my granddaughter.
Were you in Louisville?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
No, we were at the Derby.
We were
at the Derby.
Oh, not only, okay, you were at the Derby, which is a life goal of mine. You were at Derby 150, which is a cool number, a cool milestone, and you were at the Derby for the closest Derby in the history of the race.
Yes, it was amazing. It was crazy. The sights, the food, the drinks, everything, it's unreal. When you buy a Derby ticket, you get all-inclusive. So all the food and drinks all included. It was just amazing all day.
You know what I was doing during the Derby?
What's that?
I was sitting at Destination Grill in Grimes with Marcus playing chess. And then I looked up at the TV and I was like, oh, the Derby's on.
Meanwhile, my guy here went down to Churchill Downs and was at the race.
I had Parmesan fries.
It was amazing.
And then we went to Menards and got a downspout.
Can I ask what an all-inclusive Kentucky Derby ticket costs?
A lot.
Is it more than $1,000?
Yes.
Did you spend more than $10,000 on your whole weekend?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Because there was six of us.
Okay.
Okay, so the group spent that. All right.
Yes. So, yes, that was more than $10,000.
Woo! Were you in the infield, or were you up, like, where the fancy people are?
No, in the stands, in the grandstands. No, okay. We were in the grandstands. The infield's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I'm more of an infield kind of guy. I'm like a slumming with the beer bonging kind of people. That's much more.
We tried to go out there, and they wouldn't let us.
Did you dress up? Did you wear a hat?
I didn't wear a hat, but I did dress up. Part of that $10,000 was the clothes I had to buy before we went. So, yeah, it was a lot of money in clothes, but whatever. Who cares?
You know what? You only get to go to the closest Derby race in the history of the Kentucky Derby ever. Like, you only get to do that one time. Like, that's not going to happen next year.
Rear view mirror, it was the best choice ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David, are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Can you send us some pictures on Facebook or post them on the latest thread? Because I want to see what you saw.
I thought Wicket was just glomming onto the rich guy with money to spend at the Derby.
David, are you on Facebook? David, are you on Facebook? Can I go to the Derby with you next year?
Can I be your friend, bro?
Right on.
David, you rock, man. Thanks for calling.
Later.
Who's it going to be? Oh, it's a photo of the Derby. Oh, it's a photo. Was it Mystic Dan? Or was it Sierra Leone? Forever Young was between them, catching freedom. Finish fourth, a photo finish to decide the 150th Kentucky Derby.
Mystic Dan was the winner, the call over there on NBC. And I used to get really, and we used to have big Derby parties, day-long drinking, day-long parties, and we would go to the casino, we bet on all the races and everything like that. And when you get older, once again, children suck the life out of you. Mm-hmm. I watched the Derby on the kitchen TV, the little like 13-inch TV that I've got in the kitchen. And instead of having like a whole day of cocktails and grilling out and everything, I poured a finger of scotch and watched the race, and I hoped my kids would be quiet for 2.5 minutes. That was my Derby experience, as opposed to what it used to be. Like 2 years ago, Lee got me a birthday present where she got a hotel room for me and some buds at over at Prairie Meadow for my 40th. And this time, here, I'll show you. I know this is radio and it doesn't work out all that well, but I literally, there's my glass of scotch and the horse race. And it was me just sitting in the kitchen thinking about old times, loving the Derby race. And I love to go to the race.
Well, you're at a different place in life. David mentioned that his grandchild was there. So
maybe one day.
One day when one of your three children has a child, because maybe one of them will one day.
Maybe. Who knows?
Then you can take your grandchild, and then they can be mad at you for not taking them.
Great.
It'll be fantastic. What was the highlight of your weekend? Those continue. 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
This is Ed Johnson.
Where are you calling us from today?
Grimes, Iowa.
Grimes. You're big in Grimes.
I was just in Grimes.
Oh, my gosh.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
A cosplayed Star Wars on May 4th at the Iowa Cubs and the Barnstormers game.
You cosplayed Star Wars? What character were you? Please say Princess Leia.
No.
Ha, ha, ha. No, I was a Jawa.
I was going to say, either Jabba or Jawa.
Jawa.
Gotcha. So what do you do when you cosplay at an iCubs game?
Just walk around, give Imperial high fives, pick toys and candy from kids.
Were there a lot of people dressed up on Saturday night?
No, not really. It was more us and then just having a good old time, having
sure.
fun with the group.
Yeah, I love when there's theme nights and people dress up like it's Marvel night or Disney night or Star Wars night. I love that, man. That's cool. Just do you. Be you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, it wasn't a totally crazy question to ask about Princess Leia because one of our regular Hellraiser friends, Wild Wade, got an anatomically correct
he did.
Princess Leia costume for his May the 4th weekend, and he won first place in his costume contest.
So it really wasn't that crazy a question.
It wasn't that crazy.
He's over here like, no. I'm not Leia.
I'm
Jawa.
It was. a little too hairy for Leia.
I get it.
Dude, appreciate you getting in. Laser, who's this?
Front row Paul.
What was the highlight of your weekend, Paul?
Took my girlfriend Dory to the races and rode the motorcycle for a bit. Well, we had some nice weather.
What Ooh. Race? Did you go down to Kentucky? Did you go down to Kansas?
Went to the Marshalltown races.
Marshalltown Wicket,
my
duh.
My bad. I didn't know. I'd figure maybe you wanted to ride 3 hours down to Kansas Speedway for that one or head down to Louisville for the ponies. Paul, I hate to break the bad news, but I didn't wind up getting the tattoo over the weekend. We're going to get them. Paul was asking me all about it.
I know.
We did not get them, but we will be getting the tattoos. We just have to schedule and plan, which is not usually my strong suit.
As I've been looking, help my girlfriend out for owl tattoos, getting some tattoo ideas for her.
Cool.
She wants an owl?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Do you know
that.
Who you're going to be looking at to do it?
Haven't decided yet.
Well, who is important? Wouldn't you say that, Heather? Isn't who?
Who?
I'm trying not to encourage you.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Laser,
who's it? Laser, who's it?
Good morning. It's Hans. How's it going?
Good. What was the highlight of your weekend, Hans?
Well, of course. At the Hans household, Cinco de Mayo is a really big deal.
So yes. Seis de Mayo is hungover Monday.
Yeah.
Cinco de Sicko.
My wife, you know, she manages a restaurant in Ankeny, and for her, it's like a retail worker's Black Friday.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, it sucks that it's on a Sunday.
The worst day of the year.
When Cinco de Mayo and St. Patrick's Day, which always fall on the same day, when they're on Sundays, that's dangerous.
For me, it's like my cheers moment. Like, I'm Norm. I walk in the door. Everybody's Hans. My beer's waiting for me. The shots of tequila sitting there for me. It's crazy.
I thought Hans' weekend highlight was the fact that sports was not about Caitlin Clark because he hates women's basketball.
I don't hate it. I just don't care.
He's over it. Well, thank you, Hans. I had a weekend highlight that involved me playing basketball. So
you playing basketball.
Hans will love that. In the meantime, what was your weekend highlight? 515-244-1033. Also on Facebook at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
Tori.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
I got married on Friday.
Congratulations!
Thank you. A big day for all of us. I had a colonoscopy. He got married. You know, it all worked together.
Top it off, I ended it with watching that Tom Brady roast.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you ended it with your girl on the side and then got married. Way to get one in under the buzzer real quick.
2 days and I was done.
Right?
I wish I watched the Tom Brady roast. That's appointment watching tonight. I did not watch it. I hid from it from the internet. I saw it about 20 minutes in. People were starting to talk about it on social media. And I'm like, nope. Can't do it. I got to wait. So I'm hiding from the Tom Brady roast because I heard it was really good. So I'll be watching it this evening.
You'll love it from start to finish.
Good. Because sometimes those roasts have like one bad roaster and it's like awkward even for the viewer.
Well, I'm not going to.
Don't. No. No spoilers.
This is so weird.
You'll figure out who it is.
He tells us that he got married, and you're talking about the Tom Brady roast. Tell us about the wedding.
Who cares?
Are you going on a honeymoon? What's happening?
Yeah, the honeymoon was the couch watching the Tom Brady roast.
I think we're going to go on a honeymoon this summer sometime. I don't know where, but wherever she wants to go is where we're going to go.
See, you've already figured out marriage, man. You've already got it down.
Yes, sir.
Whatever. Yeah. Hey. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. You got this figured out.
Well, congratulations. What is your lovely wife's name?
Melissa.
Melissa. Congratulations to you and Melissa.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Wild Wade, what was the highlight of your weekend?
And are you still wearing your anatomically correct suit?
The Princess Leia costume.
Yes. So my highlight was, I don't know if you guys saw any scarring photos online, but after 12 years of going to Bacon Fest, I finally won the costume contest.
Hell yes.
I didn't see it.
I was getting the play-by-play from our friend C-Dub. He was sending me photos as it was happening.
I didn't see it, and you know, Wade asked me if I wanted to go with him to Bacon Fest, and it was on my anniversary, and I would not have flown.
Right.
But now it sounds like I'm really glad I missed Bacon Fest.
But he had an anatomically correct Princess Leia suit, Wicket. You would have loved that.
Did you wear that to Bacon Fest?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, am I glad I missed Bacon Fest now.
I'll send you a picture.
Okay, no. No. Don't do that, Wade.
He did.
He did.
Thank you, Wade.
Did not need to see. Yeah, that is an anatomically correct Princess Leia with the skirt pulled.
Good work,
up.
Wade.
Yeah, didn't need that.
515-244-1033. Taking your weekend highlights, also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com. Now, many Hellraisers had weddings on May the 4th. And now you share an anniversary, Wicket, with many Hellraisers, including Nita Strauss.
What?
Our own Nita Strauss.
Laser friend, one of our favorites out there. Nita Strauss got married over the weekend?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Feels like a tell us something we don't know. Maybe a little rock hard news, a little weekend highlight, like all wrapped into one. I imagine, as I'm kind of looking at the pictures here, it's kind of got a goth theme to it, like a Hollywood goth going on, which is kind of cool. We like that.
We love Nita Strauss.
Yes.
She had candles and the red colors. Oh.
She played guitar in her wedding dress with the band that was at her wedding. That's kind of cool. I'll put this up on Facebook for people to see. It's pretty neat.
So in addition to you, Wicket, you now share a wedding anniversary with Nita Strauss. Many of the Hellraisers that got married on May the 4th also do, too. So congratulations.
Well, congrats to us all.
Ooh.
We didn't really do anything on our wedding anniversary.
What?
Lee and I didn't really do, like, kids and all this stuff. Like,
did you say happy anniversary?
Yeah, we did that. Okay. And, like, we watched a movie at home, but wasn't really. And we both looked at each other like, we're kind of lame. But it's tough right now, and I didn't plan the tattoo thing very well. So we are getting the tattoo. We will get the tattoo together. It's just I didn't plan it, and that's on me. And then next week's Mother's Day weekend, my mom's coming in from Detroit. Like Lee's mom's birthday is next weekend, so it can't be next weekend. But we'll get there. It's year seven.
You're 43, you're prioritizing your colonoscopy over your
right.
anniversary
plans. There's, you know, it's your heart and the other parts of your body. Those are the priorities.
Got it. Well, if you did not have a weekend highlight, perhaps we can secure a future weekend highlight for you. Iowa Craft Brew Fest passes.
They're coming up.
Yeah, we're going to do those before 8 o'clock. Chance for you to go. If you haven't been in the past, I love it. It's kind of like Disneyland for the craft beer lover. Over 80 breweries. They've got about a dozen food trucks down there at Waterworks Park. And we have got your tickets. Now,
not right now. Stop calling.
Not right this second.
Before 8.
Before 8 o'clock.
Okay.
We're going to have your chance to score those. In the meantime, weekend highlights continue. 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
And on Twitter. And on Threads.
Look at that.
At Laser1033.
Every time I see 4 inches, I think I have made a mistake.
How is this a thing people want to do?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com. Laser, who's this?
Hi, this is Josh.
Josh, where are you calling from?
Des Moines.
Wicked is chewing, or he would be saying hi too.
Hello.
What is the highlight of your weekend?
My son actually had a triple header soccer game. Actually, Heather, you know him. I'm Josh. I'm Marcus's friend. You were at my reception, and you danced with him, Owen.
Yes, Owen! Oh my gosh, Owen is an excellent dancer, so I'm sure that he is an excellent soccer player.
How
as
old
well.
Is Owen?
He is 8, and yes, he can get down.
You had to go to a triple header soccer game? Oh.
And what's up? Heather dances with children at weddings. Adorable.
So Friday was 6-0, Saturday 8-0, and Sunday 12-1.
Was he on the good side of those scores or the bad side?
He was very much on the good side. They got gold medals in first place.
What did your team of 8-year-olds play? A bunch of toddlers? How do you outscore the other team 22-1 over 3 games?
Practice.
Fair enough.
I know the first one it looked like it's sketchy at the beginning, but then we turned it around. I think they got tired.
Well, congratulations to Owen.
And I feel bad you had to sit through 3 soccer games. My God.
The games are fine. Practices are a nightmare.
Oh, do you have to drive all over the state and the region? Because my neighbor John, his son is 12, I think, and he plays soccer all over. And every weekend, I'm like, dude, John, you want to come over and have a beer? And he's like, I got to go to Omaha because I got to go to this soccer thing. Like, I listen, if my kids want to play soccer, great, but I would prefer another sport.
He loves soccer, not so much baseball. He's going to get into football, but we were in Altoona all weekend, so not too far away.
Okay.
But yes, yeah. Having like a perk of it, yes, is going to lunch afterwards and drinking beer.
Appreciate you getting in, man. Thank you so much.
515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook, taking your weekend highlights.
I don't know what this is worth, but Adam said his weekend highlight was watching his daughter cash in 2 years worth of points at Dave and Buster's.
Oh.
Like, I feel like that's a lot. I don't know.
It might be, yeah.
But it does feel like a lot. Michael painted his new nursery. Iowa League of Heroes met a young person who worked at the alias of Super Strawberry. That was the kids. The kid had a mask on. You love that. She gets her superpowers from eating strawberries and being kind to others.
Fantastic.
How about that? That's fantastic. And then Melissa celebrated a birthday with friends and her husband.
Happy birthday, Melissa.
There you go.
515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033, collecting those weekend highlights.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, it's Rich.
Rich, where are you calling from?
Altoona, currently.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
My weekend technically started a little early, technically on Thursday evening, because I was able to complete the cybersecurity program at BMAC, along with about 20 other guys, and that was our last test, was Thursday afternoon.
Congrats! That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Now what are you going to do now that you're grown up?
So I get about a 6 month reprieve, and then I start my bachelor's program through another university online. But most of us are looking at doing some sort of internship over the summer, or some of us, like myself, already have a job working in the industry.
Good for you, man. That's fantastic news.
515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. Celebrating you and your weekend highlights.
I saw a movie over the weekend that I had never seen before. It came out a couple of years ago. The new Ghostbusters movie with Paul Rudd, Afterlife. Mm. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Oh.
If you're a Ghostbusters fan and you appreciate the history of the original film, there are so many cool references. And not to give the whole thing away, but Egon, played by the late Harold Ramis, don't know how to say it, Harold Ramis, he is dead in the film, and his family goes to take over the house that he used to live in, and then the ghost story happens. So it's really good. No spoilers. The end made me tear up, Heather. Tear up. Lee
well,
and I.
You're a crier.
But Lee, too. She was like, oh.
You tear up when they have not chocolate donuts in the break room.
Sometimes it's nice to see jelly and sprinkles and not that chocolate crap in there, okay? But, she, like, if you don't, if you're our age and you watched, you know, you grew up watching Ghostbusters and then maybe Ghostbusters 2 and the cartoon or whatever and then some of the remakes, some better than others. If you don't get emotional at the end of Ghostbusters Afterlife, we can't be friends. Now I have to go watch the new one, Frozen Empire. But if you don't get emotional at the end of that film, we can't be friends. It's such a cool movie. And Paul Rudd was really good. And one of the kids from Stranger Things plays like the main actor in it. It's really a good movie.
I am specifically now not going to watch it.
Why?
Because what if I don't cry? I don't cry very often at movies.
No, you're not. I don't even know if you have tear ducts. I'm not even sure there's any moisture in those eyes.
I mean, my tear ducts are atrophied. I've been going to the optometrist about my dry eye. Up on Facebook, weekend highlights. Let's ring the bell for Brant. First place in Canton, Missouri for Secondhand Smoke, Iowa. What's up? Kim is in Florida currently posting from her momcation, so that's great. Thanks, Kim, for weighing in while you're on vacation. We appreciate that. And Heather went to the Twin Cities to see Stained, I Prevail, asking Alexandria and Dayseeker. We're going to be out at Stained tomorrow night.
Can't wait. Waukee, Vibrant Music Hall with Seether and St. Asonia.
So that's going to be a good night. If you see us, please say hello. We'd love to meet you in real life. Brought to you by Wagner's Golf and Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
Levi.
Levi, where are you calling from?
Currently over in La Porte City.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
Pretty much going through all the videos and pictures from the concert on Wednesday.
Was that the Nothing More Wage War show?
It was.
Yeah. Reminiscing was the best part of your weekend?
That was one hell of a concert.
After-show afterglow, Wicket.
I sat down for a little bit before the Nothing More concert, and the lead singer of Fleet Theory came walking by out of nowhere, and I got a picture of him out in public.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of jealous people when they hear that.
I guess it hurts to have the right timing and paying attention.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that picture is posted of Levi up on our Facebook thread, at Laser1033.
Very cool. You and I both had a weekend highlight that was the same thing.
Your colonoscopy?
No, I don't believe you had that part cleaned out. No, I don't know.
I thoroughly enjoyed watching it from the sidelines.
Yeah, I did not. I got about 5.5 hours of much-needed yard work done yesterday. Like, sticks and, like, just raking and getting all, like, the weeds plucked out and finally mowing. I was the last guy to mow on the block. It was an eyesore. It was really bothering my wife. I know. All the other neighbors have mowed. Some have mowed multiple times. I finally got around to doing it. It was like 5.5 hours, and I am sore AF right now. My arms are in so much pain.
Yes, I got some much-needed yard work done.
Had to get it done.
I finally got all of my lilac trees and bushes watered.
There you go.
I got
going to get real watered tonight.
Irises fed.
Okay.
They were very hungry.
Very, very hungry irises.
Those beautiful blooms happening. My peonies are like 3 days out. Like,
I know. Mine are ready. They're ready to go.
In about 3 days. I'm actually happy they haven't bloomed yet in case tonight's weather destroys them. So I think they can handle it with their closed buds.
They can. Because last year, ours opened and then boom, the weather hit and they were just destroyed. Because my mom is coming in from Detroit this weekend for Mother's Day. We're doing a photo shoot in the backyard. All right. And my mom, I want it in the backyard with the pretty peonies. You know, like I want a delicate flower thing happening. So I need the peonies to not get destroyed. So just stay close for like 3 more days.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you.
I know, exactly. I want to pitch a tent over my irises to protect them.
I was driving by, where was I? It was at Raccoon River, and there's a baseball tournament going on. We went to Raccoon River Park on Saturday.
Yeah.
And there are people in there. Have you seen these things, these weatherproof tents that people can sit in? They're like single-person tents.
I want that for my irises.
that's what the moms and dads were sitting in because it was a little drizzly. It was a little, you didn't know when the big rain was going to come and the kids got to play baseball. I'm like, that's going to be me.
You know what?
Totally going to be me.
Anyone that has those should rent those out to me for the storms.
Well, you can buy them. They're
What are they? They're hundreds of dollars,
no,
I would imagine.
No. Here, I'll find it on Amazon for you right now.
Okay. While you're doing that, weekend highlights continue. What was yours? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Nightshade, how's it going, buddy?
I'm doing good.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, I celebrated Star Wars Day.
Yes, may the 4th be with you.
Yep, you too.
Thank you.
I was out there with my lightsaber just all in black, you know?
Yeah.
And I was going to record it all, doing some tricks. And so I put the camera down on my phone, set it up right, and I started tossing in the air, catching it underneath, stuff like that. So I reached to check the recording, and I forgot to hit record.
Mm.
Well, that's how you never forget your anniversary, Wicket. Wicket's wedding anniversary is May the 4th. Every other day and night, Shade and I are wearing black, but on May the 4th, we are wearing black and carrying our lightsabers.
Yep.
What kind of lightsaber tricks do you do?
Well, a few.
Can you describe some of your lightsaber tricks? Sounds like Napoleon Dynamite. Can you describe some of these tricks to us?
Conan the Barbarian.
Okay, we're going to have to look that up on Urban Dictionary.
And Schwarzenegger.
So you didn't hit record during your lightsaber trick show. Couldn't you just hit record and do it over again?
I was out of breath.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because you smoke three packs a day.
Here's the thing. I did get a standing ovation from my neighbors.
You know,
When you're performing tricks with a lightsaber, Wicket, you get a little out of breath.
Well, I mean, Nightshade, how many packs of cigarettes do you smoke a day?
Took one or two every 3 days.
Yeah. So about a half pack a day. If you got rid of that, you wouldn't be out of breath. You could do a double lightsaber show.
Okay. Now you're just getting dirty.
What?
Well, I just ordered another lightsaber.
Right. How many do you have?
Just one.
Now it's going to be two.
It's a two lightsaber household. Yeah. I got it.
Appreciate you, Nightshade. Have a good day, brother. Laser, who's this?
Hey, good morning, Wicket. It's Carissa.
Carissa, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Boston sealing the deal in Game 7. Pasta's nasty overtime goal.
Lindholm, right wing corner. Pasternak is there. He scores! David Pasternak wins it for Boston!
And the fact that Toronto is once again nowhere near the cup.
You beat Canada, which is great. A buddy of mine was in Boston for a bachelor party and turned down 12th row seats for free to that game.
He
lives across the street from me. I was like, dude, did you go to the game? He said, no. I had, because he had a 5 a.m. flight the next day to come home, and he said, I would have been just a bag of you-know-what.
I don't care.
Game 7 seats 12 rows off the glass. The home team beat Canada in overtime. Like, that would have been worth it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous. Yeah. I would have been there. I'd have pushed a flight back. I would have taken a train home. I don't care. Hitchhike, I would have been there.
Yeah. He chose to come home to his family.
SM kids.
Thank you, Carissa. 515-244-1033. Also, always up on Facebook at Laser1033. Speaking of Facebook, Jeremy DM'd after our conversation about how I need one of those little under the weather MyPod things to cover my irises.
They're the tents that parents sit in when the weather is cold, when their kids are playing soccer or baseball.
They're so expensive. Jeremy sent a link to one, but he did say they have a two-person. So when you go out to events, you and Marcus can sit in that one and drive Wicket crazy with the PDA.
I would much rather you two make out in the double pod as opposed to sitting on the bench next to me making out.
That's
like every concert I go to with you two, it's like I look over, hey, okay. And then you're like licking each other's eyes.
Okay, that doesn't happen. But that's not PDA if you're in the pod. It's like when you go into a porta potty at the fair, like you take your pants off in there too.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're in the tent, it's private.
I'm gonna have to bring one of these pods then to Stained and Seether tomorrow. Vibrant, so if you guys make out, you can be in your pod.
And we're not making out. We're holding our pinky fingers together and holding one finger of our hands.
And your tongues together.
No tongue.
Just leave it.
That's in your head.
I'll bring you a pod.
Heather. Wicket, you've used intravenous drugs. That stuff hits quick.
Wicked.
I know how to shake a popcorn bag.
Do you, though?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.